This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. You've been to the bookstore recently? I know. You've been to Amazon.com, right? Well, they're teeming with new titles. Right now, anyone who likes to read, no matter where you go to get your reading material, is sitting pretty as piles of new titles hit the shelves each day. But in this age of self-publishing and reader reviews, how do you figure out what's worth your time? Here to help out with that is Clay Smith. He is editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews. Clay, first off, why do publishers follow this schedule? What is it about this time of year we see this avalanche of new stuff?
Well, it's a phrase that the publishing industry loves, and it's two words. It's called summer reading. And the idea is that people read lighter, fluffier stuff. What I love are the light books that are actually, you know, the thoughtfulness is sort of embedded and subtle in there, so you don't have to feel like you're totally slumming it during the summer.
Well, wait a minute. Give me an example of a book like that.
So a good example would be a thriller that just hit the bestseller list of the New York Times, and that's Natchez Burning by Greg Iles. And Greg Iles is a guy who has been publishing thrillers for a while, and he was on a pretty routine publishing schedule, you know, year after year. He had a coma. He was in a car crash and was induced into a coma recently. And so this is his first thriller in 5 years. And it deals with all of that Southern stuff, you know, race, long-held secrets, society, and readers are loving it. And it is hard to put down, but it's also really thoughtful and deals with some very weighty subjects.
Is there anybody worth discovering? I mean, a new name, perhaps. Someone that just came across your desk and it's like, wow.
There's a writer named Roxane Gay, an African-American writer who teaches at Eastern Illinois. And her new one is called An Untamed State. And it's about a woman named Maria, who is the daughter of a wealthy corporation owner. And she goes to Haiti. She's an African-American female, and her husband is white. And while she is in Haiti, she is kidnapped. And Roxane Gay is known for sort of not pulling any punches. I mean, it is bold and honest, and she leaves some questions unresolved. But just the fact that she's raising them, she's raising questions that other writers aren't, all about race and America's relationship to other nations.
You can't possibly at Kirkus consume all of the stuff that's coming out.
No. Yeah.
My mom will only read, or right now she's on a jag where she will only read books from the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are a lot of listeners who are especially fond of Texas authors.
Right.
You have any favorites? Anybody who's putting out anything that should be on their radar screen?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and you're asking at just the right time because we happen to be in this sort of lucky moment where, for example, Elizabeth Crook has a new novel called Monday Monday, and it is about the shootings at the UT Tower in 1966. And her interest really is not in Charles Whitman, the killer, but in how the victims have dealt with that scandal that sort of marked their lives. There is a writer at the Michener Center for Writers here at the University of Texas named Elizabeth McCracken, who is one of the most respected short story writers in the country. So she has a new collection called Thunderstruck of stories, and they're very dark. Murder happens in these stories. Children disappear. But there's a great deal of sort of surreal humor to those stories. And humor is a really integral element of what she's doing. And then Sarah Bird will be publishing a novel on May 27th, I think, called Above the East China Sea. And Sarah comes from a military family, and her family was stationed at Okinawa. And so this one is about that, and it's about ghosts and suicide and sort of the historical legacy of the atrocities that were committed there. There is a beautiful coffee table book that I have to call out called Surf Texas. I don't think that a lot of people know that there are surfers on the coast. And it's by Kenny Braun, who is he's shot photographs for Texas Monthly and Wired Magazine and a bunch of other places. And he's a surfer himself. He really immerses you in the scene there. And, you know, some of these shots are like half in the water, half above it. And so you feel like you're right there without having to, you know, surf yourself.
I would think that if there is a great hope for the physical book, It's going to be that coffee table book.
Yeah. Even I, who am a real advocate for e-readers and e-books, do not want to read Surf Texas on my Kindle.
Right.
You know, it makes no sense. Now, there may be a day when that will happen, and publishers and tech companies can cross that bridge. But cookbooks, you know, art books, photography books haven't really entered that sphere yet. People love to display beautiful coffee table books on their coffee tables. So I don't think they're going away anytime soon.